and a disturbing trend for newer homeowners in Hong Kong. The city's monetary authority has revealed cases of negative equity have increased 14-fold through the first 3 months of this year, with over 1,400 additional homeowners dealing with it. Negative equity refers to the scenario where the current market price of the property is below what the owner has in their outstanding mortgage. Ivy Wong with Centerline Mortgages says the growing trend is something homeowners in Hong Kong need to be aware of.
The current price is 13% lower from the peak. If the mortgage is over 90%, it is likely to be a negative equity.
Hong Kong's monetary authority has repeatedly tightened the mortgage rules to cool down the market. Right now, if you want to buy a house, you want to live in yourself in Hong Kong, which costs less than 7 million Hong Kong dollars, you are going to have to put down at least 40%. However, Wan Wai Ming, general manager of KY Real Estate, says lenders associated with property developers are finding ways to get around those rules.
For average people, it's pretty difficult to come up with a 40% down payment for a two-bedroom apartment in Hong Kong. And because developers see continued demand from first-time buyers, they want to provide them with financial help. They will reference the guidelines from the Hong Kong Monetary Authority, but we'll fine-tune the limit.
Hong Kong economist Andy Kwan says they can do this by finding loopholes in the regulations, which he says is essentially predatory lending.
If a secondary mortgage is taken out which goes beyond the regulation, can't the monetary authority do anything about it? If you can't make your payments to loans from mortgage companies, it means you are among the group which are not truly able to buy a property. And once the market plunges, these people are the first to be hit. It will be a disaster for them.
Despite these concerns, Hang Seng Bank Chief Executive Rose Lee says it's still too early to be talking about a property market crash in Hong Kong right now.
Even though the number of negative equity cases has jumped from dozens to over 1,000, the numbers are still not very high. Most of the homeowners with negative equity have mortgages with over 90% left. But they are the homes of the borrowers themselves, and most of them still have the ability to repay their loans.
Despite attempts by authorities in Hong Kong to keep the property market stable, which has included higher stamp duties, Hong Kong's property market still remains one of the least affordable in the world. But as the retail sector continues to struggle in Hong Kong, there are growing concerns about the ripple effect. Still, the Hong Kong government has no reported plan to loosen its restrictions, saying the city's monetary authority is still closely monitoring the property market and says it will take steps to maintain the stability of the banking system if necessary. For CRI, this is Li Jing in Hong Kong.